Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Euro Pratik Sales Limited proposed acquisition of Euro Veneer World conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aryan Sumra from MUFG Intime. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome to the call of Euro Pratik Sales Limited to discuss the acquisition of Euro Veneer World. Today on the call, we have with us Mr. Pratik Singhvi, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Jay Singhvi, CFO and Executive Director, and Mr. Alpay Sangoi, Finance Controller. Before we proceed with the call, I would like to give a small disclaimer that this call may contain forward-looking statements which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of date. Also, we request everyone to strictly restrict their questions on the acquisition. Now, I would like to hand over the call to the management to initiate the proceedings of the call. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello, everyone. This is Pratik here. Good afternoon. I would like to thank everyone for joining us today. I appreciate the opportunity to present an overview of the evolving interior decor landscape and to introduce the strategic developments of Euro Pratik Sales Limited. Euro Pratik is today recognized as one of the leading and fastest growing brands in the organized decorative wall panels and premium laminate industry. Over the years, we have built a strong reputation as a pioneer in design, innovation, and fast fashion concepts for interior offices. We are not just sellers and marketers, we are trend-driven solution provider, shaping how modern India experiences interior decor. We currently hold around 16% market share in the organized decorative wall panel segment. Our product universe spans more than 30 categories, over 3,500 SKUs across wall panels, premium laminates, interior films, profiles, and many more. Our manufacturing strength is supported by 36 contract manufacturers across India and key global hubs, including South Korea, China, US, Romania, Turkey, Indonesia, and Portugal. This fixed asset-light model allows us to remain agile, innovative, and cost-efficient. On the distribution front, we have built deeply entrenched network covering 25 states, 5 union territories, 116 cities, and over 180 distributors, giving us strong national reach and consistent market visibility. Our flagship brands, Euro Pratik and Glorio, cater to the upper middle class and luxury segments, offering eco-friendly, durable, water-resistant, and antibacterial interior surface solutions. Coming to the interior industry landscape, both the decorative wall panels and decorative premium laminates category are witnessing strong momentum. The wall panels segment is expected to grow at a healthy 18% CAGR between FY25 and FY29, while the laminate segment is expected to grow at around 9% CAGR during the same period. The growth is being driven by rising disposable incomes, rapid urbanization, and a growing consumer preference for premium and design-led interior solutions. Today, we are pleased to announce the acquisition of 51% stake of Euro Veneer World for 76.5 crores, which includes a capital infusion of 10.2 crores. The acquisition represents a significant step in our forward integration strategy, as we effectively acquired one of the leading retail showrooms in southern India. More importantly, it marks our entry into B2C segment, strengthening our presence beyond our traditional distribution-led model. The business is projected to reach 115 crores in revenue with 20 crores PAT by FY27, valuing the acquisition at approximately 7.5x of FY27 forward PE. The transaction is expected to close by 16th December 2025. And has been fully funded through our internal accruals, reflecting our strong balance sheet and disciplined capital allocation approach. Euro Veneer World, established in the year 1998 in Bangalore, is one of the South India's respected interior surface brands. They offer a comprehensive portfolio from veneers to laminates to louvers, plywoods, and architectural surfaces. They have built strong, trusted relationship with more than 3,500 interior designers, 2,800 contractors and OEMs, and a customer base of more than 150,000 satisfied consumers. Integrating Euro Veneer World gives Euro Pratik a direct connect with end consumers and direct professionals and allows us to shape innovation in line with evolving customer needs. It provides us with first-hand insights into emerging design trends and consumer preferences. This strengthens our ability to respond faster to market shifts. The integration enhances our control over pricing, margins, and retail-level positioning, which also gives us the ability to replace competing products with Euro Pratik's own offering across the retail ecosystem. In addition, it accelerates our product innovation cycle through immediate on-ground feedback, and it substantially strengthens our presence in the South Indian market. One of the most influential and design-driven interior surface market of the country is South India. The acquisition will also enhance our back-end strengths. A coordinated and seamless supply chain will enable customer service, faster delivery, and improve working capital cycle. With quicker response time to demand movements, we will be better positioned to launch new products aligned with total addressable market trends. As we continue to innovate, expand, and deepen our engagement with consumers, our commitment remains steadfast to deliver aesthetics, sustainable, and high-quality interior solutions to every Indian home and professional. Looking forward, we believe the interior industry will continue to see strong tailwinds, rapid urbanization, expansion of residential and commercial spaces, rising disposable incomes, and a growing preference for customization and eco-friendly materials will all drive demand for modern interior solutions. Before I conclude, I would like to extend my heartfelt gratitude to all the stakeholders for their trust and support. This acquisition marks not just a new chapter, but a transformational shift in Euro Pratik's journey. We look forward to shaping the future of interior design together. Thank you very much.
Sir, can we open the floor for Q&A now?
Yes.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rishikesh Shah from Alchemy Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations on the acquisition. Sir, my first question was regarding the financials you have talked about. 115 crores of revenue with 20 crores of PAT. Currently, on current basis, your PAT margins would be around 13%. So how will they increase to around 17-18%?
Rishikesh, thank you for your question. So, September 30th, 2025, half-year number, H1 number of Euro Veneer World, they have achieved turnover of 48 crores, 98 lakhs, and they have earned a profit of close to 6 crore, 50 lakh rupees. Going forward, our post-integration of Euro Pratik along with Euro Veneer World, there would be two growth drivers. Number one, organically, Euro Veneer World will expand in terms of the margin. And additionally, after the support of Euro Pratik sales, we will be increasing the margin by procuring other products which Euro Veneer World is selling at a much cheaper price. That way, we will add the value. And again, support from Europe, Prateek, the team and management, we will be able to expand the margin and the guidance of around 21 crore PAT for FY 2027 be definitely more visible and could be achievable. Thank you.
Right. And my second question was, currently, 26% of distributors out of 180 distributors are from South. So won't they see us now as a competition? Because we'll be selling only our products and our showrooms and everything.
So in South India, 26% is across different cities. So in Bangalore, EuroPrateek is only and only promoted by Euroveneer World. So there will be no other distributor who will be affected by this move. So other distributors are in different cities of South India, like not Bangalore, for the EuroPrateek brand.
Right. And my last question, will we be expanding it beyond Bangalore to other cities as well, first in South India and then pan-India? Or how is it? Is it only in one region brand?
No, we are open for further opportunities, but we will evaluate if it fits under our parameters. Not only South India, but all India, India and even global as well.
Okay. So immediately, what would be our aim be after the acquisition? Will it be more on integration side or how is it?
This would be done within next 1 month. And then, as I said, we'll look for other opportunities, and also the focus will be to grow the business organically.
Okay. And organically, how will we be growing? Is it acquiring more distributors like inorganic, or will it be more organic, the distributor side? So 180 distributors going to 200 or something, how is it?
So our endeavor is to grow the distribution network around 10%-12% every year. So we are on path for that. Also, innovation, R&D, development, bringing new designs to the Indian market as per the Indian market taste. And also, I would like to add here is in the month of September, we launched a Camphor series, which is targeting the B and the C centers of India at a very economical price. The price for the customer is around 120-130 rupees per sq ft, which earlier our premium products are around 300 rupees per sq ft. So now we are also trying to cater the middle class at this price point, and our price is very, very competitive even to the paints at this price point. So for this product, we are also looking at new channel partners, and we have appointed a lot of new channel partners who are willing to do the product with bulk volume and better penetration into the Indian rural market.
So the margins will be lower on this 300 per sq ft one product?
In terms of percentage, it is almost same. Maybe 5%-10% deviation, not more than that.
Okay. Right. So the base business, what is your estimated growth going forward? Without the acquisition, how much are you planning to grow?
I don't have the number, but we will plan to grow more than the we'll try to grow more than the market size expansion in the decorative wall panel.
Okay. Okay. Understood. And is the working capital in Euroveneer same as ours, or is it better, or how is it?
It is much better because it's a retail, and
right.
Their ROC is far, far superior compared to our current ROC.
Okay. And what were the margins in that business, Euroveneer? What are the margins currently?
So currently, in terms of the EBITDA margin, is gross margin is 31% approximately, and EBITDA is again 21%-22%.
Okay.
Certainly, the PAT margin is also good in Euroveneer World, which is going to expand post our integration with them.
Right. Okay. Understood. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Siddhesh from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Hello. What operational efficiencies do we expect in logistics, warehousing and supply chain post this acquisition? And will the integration help in reducing delivery lead times to dealers and designers, maybe?
Yeah. So, as we discussed earlier, that the efficiency will improve because they are one of the leading retail points for interior products in the southern part of the country. Procurement will support them because we specialize in, currently we are dealing with 36 contract manufacturers. So we will be able to source them at a much better design range at a much economical price. In terms of service, they have around 30,000 square feet warehouse, so which they are keeping ample stock to cater their retail customers. So on an average, every day they have 200 plus clients coming in the showroom to buy the products for their interior requirement. So in every way, we'll try to support them and scale up the business in the retail segment in Bangalore.
So are there any plans to unify the backend systems maybe across both companies, ERM or something like that, ERP maybe?
We would plan it in the future. Just wanted to add that currently they are on the ERP software, which is the Orbit software, and that is also a completely inbuilt resource planning software. And we have evaluated that software as well, which is really good and working for this size. It is working and giving a better results.
Understood. And just to understand, how does this acquisition expand our reach into South India maybe, or maybe Tier 1, Tier 2 markets?
So it is more from B2B, we are going to B2C. They are currently, they have dealt with more than 3,500 designers, 2,800 plus contractors, and they have around 18,000 SKUs. So Europratik as a company will reach to the consumer who is buying, understand the market much better, and we are hopeful that the dynamics with a direct customer interaction will help to grow Europratik as a company.
Understood. And should we expect any more acquisitions in future?
So as I said earlier, we are exploring a lot of opportunities. If it fits under our criteria, we are looking forward for that in future.
Understood, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side and wishing you all the very best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Viraj Shah from VS Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
So what strategic gap does this acquisition fill for Europratik? And how does this forward integration strengthen the control over the value chain as such?
So I think I answered this on the last question as well. From a B2B brand, we are moving towards, with this acquisition, it is B2C. Where we are directly engaging with designers, architects, and eliminating all the middlemen. So it's basically we are with this acquisition, Europratik will have the data with the end customer and the market know-how, how the market is moving forward. First-hand visibility into customer preference and design trends. Also replace the competitor SKUs as we are. We are known for our sourcing with currently 36 contract manufacturers. We will be able to source them a better product at a much better price for a margin expansion of Eurovineyard World.
Okay, got it. And do we see any, you know, revenue synergies for the combining EuroPratik products and the Euro Designers or Contractors network?
So, currently, as I told you, that in half year numbers, they are achieved with a 48-49 crore turnover. So in terms of the synergy-wise and in terms of the consolidation-wise, once it has been consolidated, it will contribute 30%-32% on the total consolidated basis. So that will give the additional growth at EuroPratik level. And of course, as Pratik has mentioned, that going forward, sourcing, which is a key strength of EuroPratik, that will give the added advantage in the margin expansion of the Euroveneer world, and that will give us the growth in the bottom line of Euroveneer world.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Pratik Patel from Investing Alpha. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity, sir. My question is regarding to the franchise-led expansion, particularly to the Tier 1 and Tier 2 cities. And do you have any specific targets for the next 2 years?
It is too early to give any guidance for the store expansions. Having said that, we are open for any opportunities. As I said, if it fits under our guidelines, we'll be happy to explore it.
Okay, and my another question is, what are the key cost synergies expected?
So in terms of the key cost synergy, as I said earlier, that we would be bringing our sourcing expertise with the Euroveneer world. That will give us the expansion in terms of the margin. Again, the sourcing power and the buying in bulk, which is the EuroPratik's strength, that will help the Euroveneer world to expand the margins. And this will help on a consolidation to both EuroPratik as well as Euroveneer world for the growth in the bottom line.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Richa Shah from SRP Associates. Please go ahead.
Sir, so my question is regarding the payback period. So, could you please tell what is the payback period for this acquisition?
Yeah. So in terms of the investment, we have committed our investment of 76.5 crore rupees. Currently, the PAT, what the half-yearly number has been reflected, is roughly around 6.5 crore rupees. So if you annualize, then it would be a 13 crore rupees. So if you consider on a pure current trend with no growth in terms of the Euroveneer world, the very, very conservative payback period would be  6 to 7 years. But internally, as I said earlier, there are many growth drivers which will expand the margin and will reduce the procurement cost at your Euroveneer world level. Hence, we are targeting that we will be getting our payback in a much lesser time.
Okay, sir, got your point. And also my question is like regarding the acquisition support. So like, what is your growth strategy considering 3 to 5 years of time?
So, as I said, we are looking for both organic as well as inorganic. We have introduced Camphor series, which is the economy series, targeting the middle class of India, B and C cities all across India. Deeper penetration into the Indian market, getting new products, innovation, that has been our DNA over the years, and bottom line driven. So all those things remain constant, and we'll try to deliver growth for our shareholders.
Okay, sir. Okay, got your point. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Hrishikesh Shah from Alchemy Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi,
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my question again. Sir, I have one question. So you talked about 31% gross margin and EBITDA margin of 21 to 22%. Is that correct for Euroveneer?
Yeah, Euroveneer World, evaluating the H1, the 31% is the gross margin and EBITDA margin of 20.69%. Again, it's a debt-free company. So in terms of the EBITDA going forward to the PAT, there is hardly any tax component, which is a major component. There is no major interest which is being debited to the profit and loss account.
So on a consolidated basis, going forward, our margins might come down a bit because of this.
On a consolidated basis, if you consolidated, PAT margin will definitely go down. Again, we are proposed to acquiring 51% in the company. So on a top line level, there would be a complete consolidation of the revenue, and at PAT level, our share would be 51%.
Right. No, so I was talking about our margins going down. So our margins will be, what would be our consolidated margins in FY27?
It is too early to say, but with our profit margins, it is similar profit margins. It's very difficult to get any company, but we are seeing the return on capital employed. We are seeing the retail benefit, consumer direct connect. So also we are hopeful that we will be able to expand the margins of Euroveneer World. On a consolidated basis, maybe the PAT margins might drop a little bit, but on an overall basis, we will try to maintain the return on capital employed.
Right. Okay, understood. And based on your DRHP, it stated that the industry will grow by 18% or something, right? So usually how fast do we grow as compared to the industry? Based on past, how fast have we grown as compared to the industry?
Earlier, the main motto was bottom line driven. Going forward, we hope that we can grow more than the industry growth. So that's the target of the company, and we are hopeful of doing that.
Oh, okay. Yes. Thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Akshay Deshpande from Virveda Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for this opportunity and congratulations for the acquisition. So my first question is, are there any plans to introduce new premium or architectural surface categories via Euro?
Yeah, that has been a constant process. Last 4 years, we have launched 113 catalogs. So that's been our DNA. Every year on an average, we launch more than 1,000 designs. So that is continuously, that process is on. And we'll work on in the same way what we have done over the last few years.
Okay, and probably someone might have asked this question, but I would like to repeat. Do we plan any other regions to start a retail footprint? Pan India. I believe you are focused more in South. So any Pan India? Are there any plans?
We are not a South India based company. We have 116 cities and 180 distributors all across India. So going forward also, we are looking for entire length and breadth of the country. And as I said, organically we are bringing in new products. Inorganically, if any opportunity comes, we'll evaluate if it comes under our criteria.
Okay. And one more question. Just wanted to ask, how much of this acquisition will add to our EBITDA, and how much revenue would be added through this acquisition to our main company?
On a consolidated basis, the H1 numbers, the 100 crore top line would be added to the balance sheet of the consolidated balance sheet of the company.
And similarly, if we calculate the same run rate, what has been achieved, 13 crore rupees PAT on an annualized basis added on a consolidated basis. Of course, our share of this profitability would be 51%. So to that extent, effect will come into the consolidated balance sheet of the EuroProtheek.
Okay. That's cool, sir. And one more question. I mean, you are also in multiple other countries as well. So what all other geographies are you planning to focus this business into? And what would be your target geography in case you want to increase more of your presence globally? What would be your target countries geography-wise? Where would, I mean, I would say your business would grow or would benefit geographically? Because I believe even in Emirates and all, your business would be probably more, it will fetch more returns. So any plans of any sort of that?
So yeah, we believe in India first. And having said that, we have around 3% of the business is from international markets. We already have a subsidiary in the U.S. where the business is on since more than a year. Also, we have a subsidiary in Dubai and in EU. So we are looking forward to expand our business geographically in different parts of the world. We have exported to more than 10 countries in the last 3 years. But the model will remain the same asset-like model. As per the market requirement, we will design and we'll bring new products. And we look forward to growing our markets beyond India as well.
Okay, sir. Thanks for this opportunity and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Aryan Sumra for closing comments.
Today. And I would also like to thank all the participants. If you have any queries, feel free to contact us. We are MUFG Intime, Investor Relations Advisors to EuroProtheek Sales Limited. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of EuroProtheek Sales Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.